Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Tzadik Beis, and Tzadik Beis, and we are on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. We ended off with the question. Remember, we had the Mishnah that discussed if somebody carries out food on Shabbos, and it is all in one big box or a basket, kupa shimalei peiros, and one puts it onto the threshold, onto the edge. Some of the fruit might be totally outside, some of it's not outside. So what is the halacha? That was the machlokas. The Mishnah was not clear. That was a machlokas between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkia held that when are you putter? Do you not say that the basket is totally outside? That's only when it's filled with fruits and vegetables that are not fully outside, because they're long. But if it's malaya chardal, if the basket is full of mustard seed, so even though the basket's on the edge, some of the items are totally outside, you'd be chayv for that. Because Chizkiah holds, eged kli is lo shmei eged. Eged kli, the binding of the kli, is not considered a binding. And therefore, once some of it's outside, then some of it's outside, I'm chayv for that. Or Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the binding of the kli holds it all still inside, and therefore, one would not be chayiv even if entire items are outside, because once they're in the kli, they are mitzur. We mentioned the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Why is this? Is this just an issue of holding something in or holding something out, which was most of the applications that we mentioned yesterday? The putting the bikurim on the border of Yerushalayim, some inside and some outside, or the clay kibble by catching the blood of the Kadshei Kadshim that the Shita B'Kubetzes mentions in Zvachim on Daf Mem Zayin, which is also subject to this issue. The last one that we mentioned was the tshuva of the Torah Lashma, which I saw also Rav Asher Weiss talks about in the Sefer on Shabbos, and that is Shalach Manos. For Mishloach Manos, you know, maybe this sugya is shayach, that the kli would be mitzari of everything that's inside, and therefore you would have to make sure to give Mishloach Manos in two packages. Rav Asher Weiss can't believe it, that this would be an issue. And after all, he says, Mishloach Manos, that the kind of Mishloach Manos was for to be nice to your friend and to give him two things. So you go by, not halachically halachic definitions of what's defined as one item, what's defined as two items. No, you go by what people feel good about it. Somebody gives you two items, you call it two items, that's all you need. That's the tekan of Shalach Manos. This is at the end of Siman Ayin Dalet. I had this open for the next simon, which we'll talk about as episode. So I just glanced at this one. Nira deinza inyan l'mishloach manos shetiknu hashekles agadolo laharbos reyus omishem suudas purim umatam yesh lomar. Why do you say that? Just because it's in one kli, eno yotze upashut lechora to keep it yesh kan b'mitziyah shnei manos ube'enei b'nei adam nechshavim kishtayim, and he's gonna get benefit for two different things. Lo'ichba klal. This is not about a halachic definition. Even according to that Rambam that says that it's all nechshav keguf echad, for this takana derabanan of mishloach manos lechora, it is not shayach to apply that here. Says Rav Asher Weiss, arguing on that Ben Ish Chai that relates it to our sugya. Okay, so we continue though now. So we ended off by saying that each line of the Mishnah is mashma like and against each of the shitos Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara just says no. They'll each work it out according to their own opinion. So we're going to start with fourth wide line. Fourth wide line on Tzadik Aleph Mabes. The Gemara says, Ve'elakasha. So we have this problem. How does Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan interpret our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, you just got to add in a couple of words here and there in order so that the Mishnah can be consistent with both of these opinions. Chizkiah Mataris L'Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan Mataris L'Tameh. They each go according to their reasoning. Chizkiah Mataris L'Tameh, Chizkiah, who holds that Eged Kli is Lav Shmei Eged, and items are not held back by the Kli. Ad she yotzi es kol hakupa. The Mishnah's lashon was until he takes out the whole basket. By medrav amurim, when do you need to take out the whole basket? B'kupa maleya kishuv v'diluin. That's only by long vegetables that will remain inside. Avo maleya chardol. But if it's full of mustard seeds, which are very tiny, and even if the kli is only half outside, these items might be fully outside. Nasa kemisha hotzi es kol hakupa v'chayev. He treated it as if he took out the whole basket and chayev. So that is Eged Kli, Lashma Eged. Rabbi Yochanan Mataris L'Taimei, Af Al Pi Sherov Peiros Bachutz, that's the language of the Mishnah, even though most fruit are outside, V'lo Ro Peiros Bilvad. And not only if most of the fruit are outside, El Afilu Kol Peiros, even if the entire fruit or item under discussion is outside, Pater Achayoti is called a Kupa. Pater, until you take out the whole Kupa, because Eged Kli is Shma Eged. Good. Says the Gemara Meisve, Hamotzi Kupas Rochlin, Harochlin Vidasana Aleskopa. Same type of case. If somebody takes out a whole box or of spices, like a spice box that has all different spices in it, Vidasana Aleskopa, and again, you put it on the Escopa, you put it on the threshold. Hachitzona. Afal Pisha Rov Mina Bachutz. Even though most of the spices are outside, Pater. Achiyoti is called a Kupa. Your Pater until you take out the whole Kupa. Sounds like there are separate compartments, separate bags in this box, and some of the spices are totally outside, and you're still putter. So it sounds like Iraya to Rabbi Yochanan against Chizkiya. Kasakataita Petzrari, we think, the Havamina is that there are little bundles of each spice in Kasha L'Chizkiya. It's a Kasha L'Chizkiya, because Chizkiya held, if it's an item that's totally outside, that you're Chayiv, because you hold Eged Kli Lavshma again. So Amalacha Chizkiya, no. We're not talking about little bundles. We're talking about long-stemmed spices. So they're very long, so that none of them are outside. None of them are outside. If they would be outside in a chinami, you'd be chayef. But the spices that we're talking about are not outside. Good. We continue. Masiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. So we have a sugya that we haven't had in a long time. Kimle Bidrabimine. Says the Brisa. Hagodiv Kispa Shabbos. Somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos. I go into your house, I steal your wallet on Shabbos. So, the halach, and then I walk outside, and I take it with me. Chayiv, halach is, I'm chayiv what? I'm chayiv two. I'm chayiv misa, or I'm chayiv achatas, if I took it outside. And I'm also chayiv the money, because geneva occurred as well. And the halacha here is, shekfar is chayiv geneva, kodim shiavu de isra Shabbos. As we know, the halacha is, if I'm obligated in two punishments at the same exact moment, we say kimle b'drabamine. We only get the larger punishment. Misa and mamon, malchus and mamon, as we will go into in a few minutes. But if they are not simultaneous, if first I'm obligated with money and then I'm obligated with misa, so then I'm going to be chayiv. The model case that is usually discussed in Maseches Ksubis and elsewhere, if somebody shoots an arrow and somebody's clothesline is exactly on the border of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, and I shoot an arrow from my Rishus out, so at the same exact moment that my arrow crosses the border and I'm chayef for Hotzah, I'm also chayef for damaging your property. So in that case, I'm only going to be chayef for Misa. And even if I did it B'Shogeg, we paskin. If somebody does an act that would be Mechayev Misa, so that potters the money and one only gets the larger punishment. But if there is not simultaneity, first if there's a Chiyav Mamon and then a Chiyav Misa, so then one would be Chayev the Chiyav Mamon. So that's what's going on here. Somebody steals a wallet. That happened first. Why? The second that I picked up the wallet, I already stole. I did a Kinyan Mashiach. I did a Kinyan Agbah. It's in my hand. It's already mine. I stole already. The Chiyav Hotzah is only later when I cross the border going out of your Rishus. So in that case, you'd be chayav both. Hayamagara v'yotzei. But what if I never picked up the wallet? I'm like kicking it on the floor. I'm rolling it. So I haven't been kona it yet. When am I kona it? Once I take it out, once I kick it out of your possession. Hayamagara v'yotzei. So if I'm rolling it out, putter, so then I'm putter on the mamon. Why? Because then, shari iser geneva v'iser shabbos bon ke'echad. Because then they will be at the same exact moment, the second that I roll it on the floor out of your Rishus, at that exact moment, I'm also chayev for Shabbos. That is the Brisa. So now says the Gemara, V'isakataitach eged kli shmei eged, and if I say, like Rabbi Yochanan holds, that eged kli holds it back until it's fully outside, so that here too, it's not, is it simultaneous? Says the Gemara, kadam le'isr geneva le'isr Shabbos. Even if you want to say you're rolling out, it's simultaneous. It's not really simultaneous, because go with slow motion. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Once most of the wallet gets outside of the Rishus, stop time for a minute. I'm chayef for Geneva. Even though I'm not chayef for Shabbos yet, because Eged Klishma Eged. So, according to that opinion, it's not simultaneous. Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara. We're going to finish this price, and then Mesher will talk about Kimlei. Says the Gemara, "I da afke derech piv hachanami." You're right. If you take it out derech piv, meaning the top of the wallet comes out first, so you're right. It would not be simultaneous because first comes the chiv of Geneva, and only a few seconds later, a few milliseconds later, comes the chiv of Shabbos. Hachav mayaskina. But what are we talking about? The afke derech shulav. where I took it out backwards, meaning upside down. The first part that came out was the bottom of the wallet. So until the whole kli came out, the top of the wallet didn't come out, so it's not called a Maisa Geneva until I have control over and I can take out the money. And if the wallet is facing upside down, so that I'm not chayav for Geneva until the top of the wallet comes out, so it is simultaneous, even according to the Manda Amar of Eged Kli Shva Eged. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, v'hikim akum chalma. What do you mean? You can take out the money, you can rip open the wallet from the bottom. You could rip the stitching out from the bottom. So why should you have to have the whole wallet outside for you to be chayav for Geneva? Even what if it's some of it's outside? The second that the money comes out, that should be good enough. And again, it should not be simultaneous, even when you're rolling on the floor. So Gemara says, I'm sorry, D'iboy, finish the question first. V'hika machum chalma, there is the area of the stitching. D'iboy mafka levishakil, that you could just rip open and take. So the Gemara says, no, benascha. We're not talking about a regular wallet. We're talking about long sticks of silver. So that's what we're talking about. That's why, until you take it out totally, it's not out. V'kiva di'ika in that wallet, right? Rashi says she'in chatichos aruchos, long pieces. V'chosman she'miktasim b'fnim lo kana. So that's why it is different here. In the bag, it's not really a wallet. In the sack are these long pieces. Says the Gemara, one more line. V'kiva di'ika shnatzin mafikle ad pume v'shari v'shakil. But aren't there straps at least on this bag that's these long sticks of silver are in? There are straps. So therefore, again, we're talking about that you're taking it out backwards. That's what we said. So the second that the satchel part of the bag is out and the sticks are out, you're chayav for Geneva. But the kli still has some of it inside, the straps. So still it's not going to be simultaneous. So says the Gemara, v'shnatzin agidi b'gavoy, and the straps are still inside. So Gemara says, d'leka shnatzin, no, it's a bag without straps. Okay, number one. Or v'yivayisema, d'islei u'makarchi ilave. Or there are, but mikarchi ilave. They're wrapped in. Rashi says, she'en yachol lahotzi'o, right, lekis below shnatzin. Meaning, it's a case where it's totally wrapped up tightly, so you wouldn't be able to get in unless you undo the straps, which are still inside. So even misad the geneva, you haven't violated yet. Period. Anyway, we protected Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Even in this case, we figured out how it could be simultaneous according to all the opinions. Kibbe b'drabi b'day, as you know, is a major sugya, just to keep in mind maybe one or two points that we haven't just touched on in a while. And that is, first of all, there are two sources for Kibbeh B'drabi B'nei. The Gemara in Ksubas gives two sources. One is Pashas B'Shpatim, Dmei Vlados. Dmei Vlados, if somebody or two people are fighting, remember the case, and Rahmanul Islan, there's a pregnant woman on the side, and one of the men fights and, by mistake, hits the pregnant woman. If the Torah says, if she loses her baby, but she doesn't lose her own life, meaning she doesn't, then there's no chiyamisa there, so then you have to pay. Masha'en kein, if there is a chiyamisa, if the pregnant woman loses her life, so then one would be putter from the Dmei Vlados. So that is a case of Misa and Mamon. That is one source of Kimle B'drabi B'nei. The other source of Kimle B'drabi B'nei is in Parshas Kisetse, Kedei Rish Aso. And with the Gemara Darsha, Kedei Rish Aso B'mispar, the Gemara Darsha is B'shem Risha Achas Ato Machayvo V'yeto Machayvo B'shem Shtei Rishayos. We want Bezdin only inflicts one Onesh, and not two onshim. Mishim risha achas ato machayvo, v'yata machayvo mishim shtei rishayos. That is not just a punishment, like money. If you owe money, that's not only a punishment. It could be mominous, not kas. Either way, these are the 2 days. The question is, do they work differently? Misa and mamon, and malchus and mamon. Big discussions in the achronim. What happens if the person doesn't get the larger punishment? We still say, for example, chayve misa shogigin. If somebody does a chi of Misa b'shogeg, they're not going to get the Misa. And yet, let's say I forgot it was Shabbos, and I shoot the arrow in the clothesline case. I'm still going to be putter for the shirt. Chayvei Misa shogeg, and we paskin like Tana de Mechizkia, Baba Kama Lamed Hei, Ksubas Lamed Hei, that even if I don't get the punishment, meaning it's what we would call subsuming chiyuvim, not just subsuming punishments. Even if I don't get the Misa, But it's the chiyuv. If two chiyuvim are chal at the same exact moment, only the more serious, the larger chiyuv is chal. And you might even say that the different cases of kimlei, misa, umamon, and malchus, and mamon might function differently. One might be in terms of subsuming chiyuvim, the misa and the mamon, by kidei rishaso, by let's say malchus and mamon, it might be different. It might be just only if you actually get, might be subsuming punishment, subsuming onshin, not subsuming chiyuvim. A big discussion also is there a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim? Let's say I did the case of the clothesline, the error on the clothesline. So let's say a person's not going to get misa. Is there any lechatechila to pay for the shirt? Is there a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim? So that is that's an important discussion. The Ksos HaChoshen has a discussion of this in Simen Chavches. Is there a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim? He quotes the Maharshal, where the Maharshal says, by Kimlei, there is a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim. The Ksos discusses whether this should be true. Mashma, this is the Ksos. Mashma divrei Maharshal. Da'afilu b'kaimalai b'dirabimine. Lo ma'ani tfisa el adafka hecha delo avdina nachumra. Aval hecha da avdina nachumra sulo machayev klal b'tashlumin. Says the Ksos, I think there would be a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim only if the larger onus was not inflicted. If it was inflicted, then finished. There is no chiyuv latzei. Meaning the Ksos has the mentality that once the onish, the larger onish, the more serious onish is given, it's as if the smaller onish was given too. And only if it wasn't given do we say that there is a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim. Again, this is a big discussion, but the yesod is, how do we look at the larger and the smaller onshim? Do we say it's subsuming of the chiyuvim, the onshim, the chulur? The Grach HaLashas, Reb Chaim discusses this, Misa and Mama Malchus Mamon might work differently, but that is all in Simen Chaf Aleph and the Grach. But now we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line on top. V'chein Amar Rava. Let's get back to Hilchos Shabbos. Lo shanu ela b'kupa malei kishuin v'diluin. Rava says, when do we say what the Mishnah says, that you're not going to be chayav until you take the whole basket out? That's only if it's full of long cucumbers and vegetables, of a malaya chardol, chayiv. But if it's full of very small seeds and they're totally outside, chayiv. Al muksav are egg and kli, lo shme egged. Because Rava holds, egg and kli is not shma egged, right? Like Chizkia. Abaya amar, afilu malaya chardol, putter. Even if it's a little chardol, you're still going to be putter. Because the kli holds back the items and considers them as if they're still inside. Alma kasavar eged kli shmei eged. So machlokas Abaya and Rava. The Gemara says later on they had a change of heart. Kam Abaya b'shitase de Rava. Kam Rava b'shitase de Abaya. They switched shitas. They each realized they were so convinced by their friend shita that they switched and they each went to the other shita. And because of that, we have a stira. V'rami de Abaya ad Abaya. V'rami de Rava ad Rava. The Itbar, because we have another discussion of the Amoraim. Hamotzi peiros l'rishos harabim. Somebody carries that fruit to the street. Abaya Amar, well, how did you carry it out? Abaya holds. Biyad chayiv bikli putter. Biyad. If I carry out fruit with my hand. So again, let's go in slow motion. I'm walking outside with the fruit. The fruit goes out before my body goes out. So do I say the second that the fruit went out, I'm not chayev yet because my body is still inside and the fruit are nigra after my body? What we would call eged guf shma eged, right? This is the sugya right now. Eged kli shma kli and eged kli shma eged and eged guf shma eged. Do we say that the items in my hand or in my kli are held back because my body or the basket is still inside? So each one is argues and is mechalik in the opposite direction. Abaya Amar Biyad Chayev. Abaya says Biyad Chayev. Meaning, once the fruit are outside, so what? That my body is still inside? You do not say Eged Guf Shma Eged. The fruits are outside. Bikli Pater. But you do say it by a Kli. Right? The Svar being that within a Kli, that could unify what's inside. But within my hand, that's not part of me. I'm carrying something. But that's not true. And Rav Amar the opposite. Biyad Pater. Biyad Pater. Why? Because you might say that you're right, it's not unified, but if I'm holding something, what's the ikker? The fruit or me? The human being is the ikker. So the human being is still inside, so that's it. You say the fruit are not outside yet. So Biyad Pater, Bikli Chayiv. So you see from there,
they hold opposite opinions of what they switched to. So the Gemara answers, Eifach, okay, switch back. Switch back or switch this last sheet. You could figure out and line them up to be consistent. Says the Gemara, last section, Biyad Chayiv. Is there someone out there that would say that if I'm carrying fruit and the fruit get outside before my body gets out, what if my body never gets out? What if I then turn around and decide to go back inside? Am I going to be chayiv or not? So biyad chayiv, is there someone that says that the fruit do not go after the body? The fruit are separate? Biyad chayiv. But it's not. But what about the first mishnah in this mesechta that we had? Pasha balabayis is yodol achutz. Remember the case, the balabayis, who was inside, stuck his hand outside, v'notal ha'ani mitocha, and the ani takes from him. Osha nasan litocha, or the ani puts into his hand the hipness of the balabayis, brings it in. It's like shenayim paturim. We mentioned in that case, back 90 blot ago, that both of them would be pater because they each only did half a malacha. They each only did a hakira or a hanacha. The problem is, though, what about the first line? The first line, the Baal Bayis has fruit, he puts it outside, and then the ani takes from him. So what does the Mishnah say? The Baal Bayis only did half a malacha. But 1 minute, if the Baal Bayis stuck it outside, and we say, eged guf, lav shmei eged, the fruit should be considered outside already, even though the Baal Bayis is still inside. And he's holding it there, it's a hanacha, so therefore why isn't that considered that he did everything? So says the Gemara, how could there be opinion of Biyar Chayef? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Lamala Migimol. You know why there is different? There it's above three tfachim. So it's not considered a hanacha. The issue there is not about Eged. It's about hanacha. There it's above three tfachim, and therefore it is not, it's not called a hanacha, ha-chalamata migimol. And here it's under, and therefore would be called a hanacha. Period. Okay. Now we get into a basic mishnah in the Masechta, which is a by hotza'ah, but the rules apply to all malachas. Hamotzi. Somebody carries out. This is the sugya of shinui. Hamotzi, bein b'yamino, bein b'smolo. Somebody carries out with their right hand or with their left hand. B'tocheiko, oh, alksefo. Or I carry something out on my chest or on my shoulder. Chayiv. I am chayiv, shekein, masa, b'nei kahas. Because of the b'nei kahas, the b'nei levi, they used all these methods. And that's all considered normal. The Sfas Emes makes a comment here, similar to what he said yesterday. That maybe, he has this suggestion, maybe on the shoulder is only items that are usually carried on the shoulder. Like a heavy item. What if I put a pen on my shoulder and walk outside with it? I'd be chayiv for that. That's normal. So the Sfas Emes suggests only items that are normally carried out on shoulders are you chayiv for carrying it out on the shoulder. But if it's something small, you wouldn't be chayiv. Number one. Number two, the Kalkelos HaShabbos mentions here, that's the Tiferes Yisrael's Havdamah to Masechah Shabbos, where he has rules and regulations of all of the klalim. So he says, though the Mishnah here says that bein b'yamino bein b'smolo. So the Kalkel Shabbos makes the Ha'arah, I think we mentioned this before. By most malachos, right and left don't make a difference. Most malachos, right hand and left hand is not called a shinoi. Because by most malachos, you could do either hand and, you know, you rip something open. If you're a righty, you only rip it with your left, right hand. No, most things we do with both hands. Writing is unique. Writing is unique. That's where the Mishnah says later on, if I'm a righty and I write with my left hand, I'm putter on Shabbos. Only it is a drabanan. Because there, it's a shinui with one's left hand. V'nirali d'davka v'kosev sh'derach lichtov rach b'yad yimin v'havali shinui. Mashe'enkein shamalachis k'gocha hidlik ner b'yad smolo chayiv. Midadarach and that's the rayas on this Mishnah, Shabbos Sadik Beis, which says carrying out even when with one's left hand. Let's finish. Kilaachar Yad, if somebody carries it out on the literally on the back of their hand, Kilaachar Yad has come to mean all shinuyim, literally is on the back of the hand, biraglo, on one's foot, bifiv, in one's mouth, uvimarpiko, or on in one's armpit, ba'azno ubisaro, on one's ear. We spoke back in the first parak. What about people who normally put things over their ear? What about a ruler, a pencil? We discussed that then. Ubisaro, in one's hair, ubipundaso pialamata, in one's sack or pouch, but it's facing upside down. Beit putas ala chaluko, between your knapsack and your shirt. Ubisvas chaluko, in the hem of your shirt. Bimin alo, bisando, in your shoes. Pater. All of these are considered unusual, and therefore one is going to be putter on Shabbos. The Egle Tau, again, the much quoted Egle Tau in this sugya, notes that there are two types of shinui in halacha. Two types of shinui. In the Egle Tau, one of the types applies in Kala Tarakula, and one of the types only applies in Hilchas Shabbos. So for example, he says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Gittin, that if a righty writes a get with his left hand, b'di'evet it's okay. L'chadchila, a righty is supposed to write a get with their right hand, b'di'evet, if they're under the left hand, it's okay. Ask the Egle Tau, I don't understand. For Hilchas Shabbos, if I do writing with my left hand, that's not recognized on a Daraisa level. So how can you say the get is kosher? How can you say the get is kosher? Says the Egle Tau, this is in the Psicha to the Egle Tau, Ach biruin shel dvarim, dehine malachi kalachar yad yesh b'shnei ofanim. There are two ideas. What we will call a shinui in the act, and then a shinui in the product. Those are what he says. The shinui in the poel and the shinui in the nifal. So, there are two ways. There's a shinui in the, let's say, the product first. Meaning if I write something with my left hand, it might come out bad, but I could also train myself to make it look beautiful. But I'm still a righty. I could train myself to write with my left hand very nicely. So there, the product might be perfect. But the action is still unusual. So there's shinui in the nifal, and there's shinui in the poel in the act itself. He says, "Yesh malacha atzma bilti nifeles karaui v'shinui be'echus hanifal." There's a where the product is inferior because I did it in an unusual way. The yesh malacha kelachar yash who shinui be'echus hapoel levad v'lo be'echus hanifal, like somebody who trains themselves to carry with their left hand, or let's say I carry something out on my head, so I get the item outside. There's no change in the product, there's no change in the result, but there was a change in the act. So there are two types of shinui, says the Egle Tal Vehine. But often Rishon Shamalacha Atzmo Al Maisa Atza Bilti Nasis Karoi, where there's a shinui, Vushini Be'echos Hanifal, where there's a shinui in the product, in the result, that's in Kala Tarakula. That you find everywhere, many times. There's a shinui in the result. The second type, even in just the poel, so that's only in Hilchas Shabbos. But often sheni shein shum shinui be'echos hanifal rak be'echos apoel roi hu lischayiv shrei b'kol makom apula nigmar karoi ach b'kol makom b'shabbos melechas machsheves asur Torah. It's got to be thought out, professional artisman works. That is the Egle Tau. If you look in the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, right here in Masechah Shabbos, he discusses this Egle Tau and Kedarko Bakodesh. He adds on his own chidushim in Simon Ayin Hey. He says, I would formulate it a little differently. Not difference in the act versus difference in the result, but he would formulate it in difference in the act versus difference in the actor. What does that mean? The Dirabazeh Signon Achir. The Shani Shinoi Be'etze Maisa Hachet Mishinoi Be'ose Bilvad. When the act is mishuna, then that's a din klali, that is strange in Kala Tarakula. Right, if you eat something, if somebody gets IV, right, they get food through an IV, that's not normal eating. That's a shinui in the maisa. If I walk into a house backwards, right, for tumas saras, right, I'm not going to become tummy right away because I didn't go in, I went in a usual way. Aval, but if the act is normal, but it's just not normal for this person, if I write with my left hand, would somebody look at me like, what are you doing? You are so strange. No, people would say, oh, he's a lefty. So writing with a left hand is not objectively an unusual act. It's not like you walk into a house backwards and people are like, what are you doing? So there's a difference between the act and the actor. So in general, for Kala Tarakula, the act is a shinui. In Hilchas Shabbos, you have even for the actor. Even for the actor. Shelo adam zeham ishtamesh biyamino yeshinui b'ksivazu. V'kiva she'eda shini b'maisa ela ba'oseyu eno pater ela mishum meleches ma'achshavas. And he gives other examples of this as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Abelazar, ha'motzi masui l'malo me'asar atvachim k'chayef. If somebody carries out a bundle, a burden above 10 tvachim, chayiv, One is still chayiv above 10 tefachim, shekein masa b'nei kahas, because that's how the b'nei kahas carried. Their bundles were above 10 tefachim. Rashi points out, even though we spoke earlier in the Masechta that if I throw something and it's above 10 tefachim, I'm putter, because above 10 tefachim in Rishus HaRabim is a makom p'tur, that's only by throwing. If I am passing it, if I'm being maverid, if I'm holding it, then even above 10 tefachim. Right? When usually when people carry things, it's above 10 tefachim. Right? Usually if they're at 10 tefachim, 30, 32 inches. So when I'm holding something, many times it's above 10 tefachim. So how do we know that though? Umasa b'nei kahas minalan. How do I know that the b'nei kahas, when they carried items, it was above 10 tefachim? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says as follows. Ala mishkan ala mizbeach saviv. The pasuk compares the mishkan to the mizbeach. Makish. Mizbeach leMishkan, ma Mishkan yud amos. Just like we know that the Mishkan was 10 amos tall, right? Because that's the crushim war. Af mizbeach yud amos. So too the mizbeach was 10 amos high. O Mishkan gufim inal. And how do you know the Mishkan? Dechsiv aser amos orach akarish. Right, every board was 10 amos high, and they went straight up. Viksiv vayifros esaol ala Mishkan. And it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe Rabbeinu Prasso, Moshe spread the curtains over the Mishkan. The Mishkan was 10 amos tall, so Mistama Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall in order to be able to put the curtains on the Mishkan. Mikana talome govin shalavim eser amos. And we assume that the Levium, or the Moshe Rabbeinu, wasn't different in height than everybody else. So all the Levium were 10 amos tall, which is pretty tall, right? 10 amos tall, and so that's how we know that how tall they were. Now, Vigimiri, and we know that they carried, included in what they carried were the special kalim, including the Mizbeach, which we just said was 10 amos tall, Vigimiri. The Kaltuna de Midli Bemotos, and we have a Mesorah, that any burden that's carried with poles, Tilsa Milael, where do you put the poles? You put them one third down on the item, so that a third of the item is above, Utre Tilsi Milatachas, and two thirds of the item is below. So, ishtakech tavi midli tuva. So if you do the math, the mizbeach was much taller off the ground than 10 tefachim. Because look, if they're carrying the poles on their shoulders, and it's one third down, so what is that? That's about 6 1/3, right, hanging down under the shoulders of the Levium, and that's way more. What is that? 3 1/3 still off the ground? Amos. 3 1/3 amos off the ground. Right, and we're talking about something that has to be above 10 tefachim. So it's still much higher. The mizbeach that they were carrying, doing the math, was higher than 10 tefachim. So that shows, that proves, the masa b'nei kahas was above 10 tefachim, but that's called normal. So too we know for Hilchos Shabbos, carrying something above 10 tefachim is chayiv. That's all number one. The ibayis ema me aron, or you don't learn it from Moshe, you learn it from the aron itself. Damar mar aron tisha v'kaparis tefach. We know the aron was 10 tefachim tall, and the kaparis was tefach. Hari kan yud, there are 10. V'kemir dechaltura debidli b'motos tilsim el elv trei tilsim yilara. As we just said, that there's 2/3 under and 1/3 above. Ishtachik delamal miyud avikoy. So you see also from there that the aron, it would have been carried above 10 tefachim off of the ground. So either we learn it from the Levium, from Moshe, or from the Aaron. The Ligmar, by the way, this just as an aside, there is a machlokas, Rashi Ramban, in Parshas Truma, how exactly the Aaron looked. We discussed this at Parshas here a couple years ago. Rashi holds that the poles were situated, and the rings that they were put in, up towards the top of the Aaron, which it sounds like from the Gemara. The Ramban says they were all the way at the bottom. Why? Because the Ramban says, it's bizayin not to have the Aron totally above the shoulders of the Levium. They're going to have the Aron next to the Levium. Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. So the Gemara sounds like Rashi, not like the Ramban. The Eben Ezra, if you remember, said that the Aron had legs. But that doesn't say that here either. But it doesn't say that against here. But Ligmar B'Moshe says the Gemara, what do we need a second source for? Just learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Dilma Moshe Shiny. No. Because maybe Moshe was different. We said, oh, Moshe was like all the other Levium. Maybe not. Damar Mar. Ein Shechina Shora Ela Al Chacham Gibar VaAshir UBal Koma. The Shechina is only Shora on a wise, strong, rich, high in stature person. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was super in all of these areas, so he was taller, possibly. Remember, major discussion: are all these supposed to be taken literally? Are all these? So the Maharsha here discusses, and the Ben Yehoyada here discusses, maybe a Navi Dafka gets these because it should make him a Val Gaiva, and if he overcomes and is still an Anav, that's why he's Zochet to Nevuah. That's why he has these. A. B, the other point some Mefarshim say is because he's, a Navi has to be more, is respected. So not only does he have Nevuah, he has all these other milas that people give him the proper cover that he has. The Rambam, in a few places, both in Pirshei Mishnayos and in Mishnah Torah, seems to say that all these have to do with Midos. Ezehu Ashir, Ezehu Chacham. So the Gemara, according to him, you have to learn it some other way because maybe Bal Koma is, would be literal. But all the other ones are referring to Midos. Either way, 2 days in the Gemara, how do we know that the Masa of B'nei Kahas was above 10 Tfachim, that was normal? Continuing. If somebody carries something out on their head, Chayev Daraisa. Because that's what the people in Hutzal do. People in Hutzal do that, so therefore, I'm Chayev. The Anshe Hutzal Ruba Da Alma? Excuse me, what does the Anshe Hutzal have to do with me? So the people in Hutzal carry things on their head, but I don't. So why should I be Chayev if I do it? So Gemara says, you're right. Ela'i Yedmar Hachi Yedmar. Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Echad mi b'nei Hutzal shehotzi masi arosha b'shabes chayiv. If anybody from Hutzal carries out on their head, they're chayiv shekein b'nei ira osin kein, because that's what they do in their city. Again, the Gemara says it also is not true. V'tibatol daito etzel kol adam. Should have bitol das. So what? So it's if something's normal for a half a percentage of society, that's going to be they should be bava daito. They're doing something strange. Eliyitmar, Hachiyitmar, you're right, the Maskana, Hamotzi Masi, Arosho, Pater. If somebody carries something out on their head, they're Pater, even if it's normal for them. V'yimtim Salomar, Anshe Hutzalos and Kane, and if you want to say, aye, some people do it, Batla Daitan Eitzel Kal Adam. We nullify their Das. You look at majority of the population, it sounds like, and that's how you define what is called normal for a malacha. A huge problem with this is first of all, Tosas quotes, and then we had another Gemara earlier. Tosas quotes that there are other Gemaras that seem to say that if there's a certain population that does something and it's normal for them, so you don't say Batla Daitam for them. So at least for Anshe Hutzal, why do we say that what they do, even for them, if it's normal for them, if there's a Middle Eastern woman that carries something on her head and she's used to carrying something on her head, why is that going to be Pater? Is that going to be out like Anshe Hutzal? Or let me throw something back that we had earlier. Dafayin Dalit earlier. Remember we had the case where the women in the Mishkan used to sew the items for the Mishkan on the sheep. And we said, wow, isn't that unusual? No, for them it was usual. Chach when you say Rishaini. So the Kasha of the Akhmar Damask is that, what do you mean? Why don't we say Batla Daitam? Baladaitam. So what do we see? Chachmi say Rishaini. So Tosas gives one answer. 2 days. Tosas has one answer. Tosas says an important yisod. V'yesh lomar. When do we say that what they do is significant? That's only if we were in that situation, if we would act that same way. So then we say it's significant what they do, and therefore not butladaitam. But if they do just something strange, and even if we would live there, we wouldn't do that. Even if we would have that situation, we wouldn't do it, then you say butladaitam. So earlier in the case by the Neshei Chachamos, so if we had that wisdom, we would do that too. So that's why we don't say butladaitam. But over here, Tosva says, even if I lived in Hutzal, I would have carried things on my head. Right, just because I live in Hutzal? No, it's not normal for me. Not normal for most people. So that's why we say Batla Daitam. It depends. If I was in that situation, would I do it? That's the chilek between Batla and Lo Batla. Number one. The Ron here says, there's another answer. Hutzal is a tiny, tiny, tiny town. Maybe it depends on how large of a population there is. If there's a certain, you know, population, significant population, then maybe you would say. So I would say, in Middle Eastern countries where many women carry things on their head, that's not like Anshe Hutzal going to the Ran, that's more significant. And therefore, for them, if they would carry something out on their head, they would be Chayav Daraisa. Because that is normal for a nice percentage of the population. But if somebody who's not from those countries who would carry something on their head were it's unusual, so then it would be Pater. Okay, so there's a, yeah. A lefty, in terms of writing, I think there's a lot of lefties in the world too. A lefty writing righty would be a shinui. Even though you might, you know, you don't say Batla Daitam there. There are enough lefties in the world. Okay. Periods. A lot more here, but we continue. Says the Mishnah, continuing the discussion of shinui. If somebody has kavana to carry something out in a bag in front of him, and then all of a sudden it switches to behind him, Pater. He's Pater because he did less than what he thought he was planning to do. But the opposite, if he had something on his back and it switched to be in front of him, he is chayev. Be'emes amru, and we hold, or this means halach l'moshim yisinai, ha'isha achal geres besid, or a woman's wearing it, who's wearing an apron. Bein mila fanel, bein mila achareha, and she has something in her apron. Whether it's in front of her or behind her, chayeves, she is chayeves, shekein roi lios chozer, because those aprons are meant to be, right, adjustable, front and back, and therefore both of those are considered normal ways of carrying. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af makabli piskin. Rabbi Yehuda says, even makabli piskin, that means a certain different days in the Rishonim. Let's go with the day that says, also a type of apron that postal workers wore, and they put letters in it, that's also meant to be reversible, front and back, and therefore you'd be chayev for that too. Might Rashi gives another pshat in the name of his Rebbeim, but not for now. One minute, why is it that if I had something starting off in front of me, and then it flipped to behind me, I'm Pater because I did not fulfill what I wanted to do, so to the opposite, back to front also, I didn't do what I was planning on doing. Amar Balazar, 2 days. Tavra, break it. Misha Zhanazu or Shanazu. Balazar says, you're right, it's a great question. It's a machlokas in the Mishnah. So machlokas of the Mishnah. Really, if you didn't do what you wanted to do, you are Pater. Amarava, no, my kushya, what's the problem? Dilma may be lefanev ubalo la'achrav, hainu time at the Pater. If it's lefanev and then it went to back, this is why your Pater did iskavin l'shmir ma'ula, but also be other shmir pechusa. You did something less than you wanted to do. That's why you're Pater. La'achrav ubalo lefanev, hainu time at the chayev, but the opposite of your chayev, there's kavin l'shmir pechusa, but also be other shmir ma'ula, because you did something better than you were planning to do. That's why you're going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela mai kushya diyuka debasisa kasha. I wasn't bothered by the content of the Mishnah. I was bothered by the language of the Mishnah. What's the problem? As follows. Hamiskavin lohotzi lafanev ubalo la'achrav. The first line. If I have kavana to do lafanev and la'achrav, pater. What's mashma from that line? Ha la'achrav ubalo la'achrav, chayev. But if I had in mind to carry behind me, and I did carry behind me, I'm going to be chayev. That's what it sounds like from the first line of the Mishnah. Eima seifa, but the seifa is la'achrav ubalo lafanav hu dechayiv, ha'la'achrav ubalo la'achrav pater. You get different impressions about the case of la'achrav ubalo la'achrav. I had a mind to carry it behind me, and I did. So, different impressions. So then we have the two answers. Amar Rabbi Elazar Tavra, Misha Zanazu Lo Shanazu. Rabbi Elazar says again, break it. 2 different days. Amar Rav Ashi, no. Umay Kushya, there's no problem. Your implication is incorrect. Dilma lo mi ba'i kamar. The Mishnah should be understood as a lo mi ba'i. Lo mi ba'i la'achrav ubalo la'achrav. Dechayiv, not only if you did exactly what you wanted to do la'achrav. Are you chayiv de is avida machshavaso, that your machshava was fulfilled. Ela filu la'achrav ubalo lefanav. It's shrichalei. Even in the case of la'achrav, and then it came in front. Salkadai dechamina. I might have thought there, ho'ev lo is avid machshavaso lo lechayiv. I might have thought that, but even though it got better, you didn't do what you wanted to do, so maybe that's a problem of misasek or melechas bachsheves, kamash balan, that you're still chayiv, to describe in the shmir pechusav, also beyond the shmir mu'ula to chayiv. So, says Rav Ashi, there's no problem in the Mishnah. If you did, to summarize, if you did exactly what you wanted to do, that's chayiv. If you did better than what you wanted to do, you're also chayiv. That's what we said so far. But now the Gemara says, maybe it's really machlokas. Machlokas tanoim. If you did exactly what you wanted to do, but it was not a normal, guarded way of carrying something. Tanya, because the Brisa says, hamotzi mos bepundaso upialamala chayiv. If somebody carries items in their bag, and the top of the bag is open, that's fine, that's normal, so chayiv. Pialamata, but if it's upside down, machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda machayiv achama potrin. So Amar Lan Rabbi Yehuda, who says chayiv in this unusual case, says to them, "Iatem modim b'la'achrav u'balo la'achrav shu chayiv." Don't you agree to me in the case of la'achrav and la'achrav that you're chayiv? But Amar Lan, they said to him, "V'iatem modim kalachar yodav araglu shu pater." But don't you agree to do it on the back of your hand, your pater? So they're talking at each other and not to each other. That's what it sounds like. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani amarti davar echad, v'heim amru davar echad. We each said something, And we're not getting anywhere, because we're each standing firm in our shita. That's the end of the brisa. But what's the issue between them then? So the Gemara says, Mi deka'amar lahu were bendayik. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said to them, I atem modim, don't you agree? Lav michla de patri rabbanan. Doesn't that mean that they don't agree? Because Rabbi Yehuda's like, come on, don't you agree in this case? The case of la'achrav ubalo la'achrav? So it must be the rabbanan argue on that. So that's our suggested machlokas tanoim. That the case of, you want to take a la'achrav, and then it stays la'achrav, you're going to be what? Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a correct diuk. Ula taimeich, you're telling me that each of them must argue on what was said to them? Ula taimeich, deka amri le, i'ata mode, michlad mechayev Rabbi Yehuda. What was said to Rabbi Yehuda? The case of kelacher yad. What, you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda argues on that? He's mechayev v'atanya. The Braisa says, the Mishnah says, la'achar yad v'ragla diriyakol pater. Everybody agrees pater by kelacher yad. So the implication of this Braisa is wrong. So, Ella, it's not a machlokas tanoim. La'achrav abalo la'achrav divri akol chayiv. Everybody agrees you're chayiv in that case. You did exactly what you wanted to do. It's not called unusual. Right? We carry knapsacks on our back. That's not unusual. Sometimes carrying things on our back is not unusual. La'achrav yadav ragla divri akol pater. And everybody agrees on the back of my hand or on my foot that you're pater there. So what's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Ki pligi b'pundasa upiyalamata. If I'm holding a bag, but it's upside down. So, mar medami le la'achrav b'bolo la'achrav. So the Chachamim say, that's like la'achrav b'bolo la'achrav. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's similar to a case of la'achrav, meaning it's not totally shamur, but it's okay. It's normal carrying. Umar medami le la'achrav yadav ra'achrav. And the other, the Chachamim compare that to a case unusual, kalachar yad, and therefore you'll be putter. Fine. Be'emes amru ha'isha v'chulu. The Mishnah used the lashon of be'emes amru, which comes up in a few places in Mishnayis and Shas. What does that mean? Tana. Kol be'emes halachahi. Any be'emes means halacha. What does that mean? Halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. That's the pashtus of what it means here. The Maariv Chayes here has a big discussion of whether there could be a machlokes about a halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Apakabli Piskin, also the people who carry letters, Tana, Shekain Lav Lere Malchus Osin Kain. The scribes of the government do this, meaning they have letters to write, and they put it in different pouches on their apron. Some go in front, some go in back, and therefore that's considered normal. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with Shnayim She'asa'uhu and Chaynosi Asatzmo, all of those sugyas coming up, at Hashem, on the, actually, that's on the Daf Sadek Dalet. Tomorrow we have a Misayeya and other issues, at Hashem, on the next Daf. Okay, we'll stop here.